still. Oh, how dare you, kingdom, in that house on the hill. Looking out for love. Big, big love. You said that you loved me. That you always will. Oh, you made me to keep you in that house on the hill. Looking out for love. Big, big
Thursday night again.
Hello.
And me and Riff are here. I can't get Xenophobe's attention. I'm gonna talk to him in chat. If I can speak in chat, everything is all lagasmastic. Zombie pineal gland again. Yeah, I'm just going to be really quiet for the beginning. This is awesome. No, this is fantastic radio.
Best ever.
Yeah, so, anyway, we'll see if Xenophobe's busy or not. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm just looking at ordering some parts for some Nintendo DS hackery here.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do to your Nintendo DS?
I'm going to either destroy it or install it in a new sexy transparent blue case and install a new touchscreen because mine is becoming inaccurate around the bottom.
I see. It's a little weird that it chose pineal glands again. I don't think it's indicative of a problem because there's more batches of petrified time left over. I think it's just
how many batches of
weirdly random there were
glands
were there? Five batches of glands. Glands of batches. So I was telling Riff before we got on the air about I downloaded and installed the game Dungeon Hack, which is this old 1993 it's like Eye of the Beholder engine with randomly generated dungeons. Seems like it might be kind of cool, right? And you choose a character to begin with, and one of the characters is some woman whose last name is Shallow Taint. Still funny. The first character in the list is a woman named Fatzon. Her first name is Fatzon, F-A-T-Z-O-N. Like, and I saw Fatzon, and then I was like, huh. So I wonder what the other names are like. And then the next one is Shallow Tank. And I'm like, did somebody hack edit this to, like, you know, put, because that'd be funny, right? Distributing old DOS games with all of the
Yahtzee and whatever that game was where he named the character Gareth Gobblecock.
Nice. Yeah. We hex-edited this PC version of Mortal Kombat that we had and named all the characters after Boners or Boner. Sonya became Bonya.
Clever.
Yeah.
I hex-edited the system on one of the early Macintoshes we had, so that instead of saying erase floppy disk, it said lick floppy disk. And when you selected that option, it would ask you to confirm whether or not you really wanted to lick it.
Yeah. Seems like a good way to get people who don't know what they're doing to erase all of your disks while you're using your computer.
Nobody else used that computer but me.
Then you wonder why you bothered.
Yeah.
Because you could have easily just pretended that it said lick.
Yeah, well, I'm easily amused that way.
Yeah. I remember, I feel like we've had this exact same conversation.
Probably
on,
so.
On the radio before. There was some ecology game that was written in BASIC on the computers in my junior high. So we went in and changed the names of all the fish.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
The only one that I remember was we made something into the Dolly Parton fish. I don't know.
Did it have big boobies for a fish?
I don't know. It wasn't an illustrated game.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, what? An aquarium game that's text only?
It wasn't an aquarium game. It was like a... It was something lake, and there was a whole series of games where you were trying to, like... You were learning about, like, you know, balancing animal populations versus fishermen, and, yeah. I don't know. Hey, it's a xenophobe. There should be a splitter over there, and the right by your stein is where you... Oh, wait, there's already a splitter. Maybe your headset is already plugged in.
Whichever
is,
one Stellar
right.
is using, yeah.
Well, let's check the levels then. So little did we know that all this time, as a third uncredited guest on all of our radio shows, has been Xenophobe's desk.
No, that was left over from when Scully was on.
Oh, right.
There.
Right.
Test, check,
hey,
check.
Hey, we can hear you.
Hooray, I'm back, like herpes.
How are your holiday travels?
Oh, they were good. I got pulled over, buddy, let me off with a warning, so that was cool.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I
enjoyed that.
I got pulled over twice, and I got one warning and one ticket.
Yeah.
Over the holidays.
Got pulled over in Arizona, so.
Well, you would have actually been able to go to a traffic school.
Yeah.
Quick traffic court.
Or you could have listened to Traffic's The Low Spark of High Heeled Boys. That's a pretty good album. Come on.
I could wonder why my computer isn't connecting to the wireless.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Perhaps it's because your dongle came loose.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. I ought to check my dongles. swab the missing mask.
Or perhaps your computer got somehow riddled with spyware and doesn't work anymore at all. Are there 40 Internet Explorer windows popped up?
Not yet.
All of which are pointing to click and save shopping buddy.
I don't know, but I could really use this back massager that's in this ad that's on my machine. I should probably click on that and install whatever it tells me to.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a back massager. Maybe it's back massager software.
Could be.
You install it, and then suddenly your computer gives you a back massage.
That sounds legit.
I wonder. We could probably get spyware out there pretty effectively by telling people that it would, you know, installing this program lets your computer give you a back rub.
I'm going to restart my computer.
A lot of people want back rubs. So, anything exciting happened last night?
No.
OMG Hacksaw.
I was here. You totally could have woken me up if you wanted to.
Oh, I just assumed that Riff would have.
I attempted.
Riff would have.
Oh, I was
you.
Out like a lot of tension.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You were dead to the world.
Yeah. It was fine. It was fine. It worked out. I was laying there watching Return of the Jedi, explaining stuff to my wife,
and then
I had to stop watching Return of the Jedi. But it was okay. It was still on. I was, you know, while I was fiercely battling the Hacksaw, the Ewoks were fiercely battling the Empire. Nobody's really feeling it tonight. Apparently, I am tired as ass.
I'm distracted reading DS dismantling tutorials.
I see.
I'll stop now.
Are you going to dismantle your DS?
Yeah, I'm gonna put a new. I'm gonna stick it in a new transparent blue case and replace the touchscreen.
Is there anything interesting to look at inside the DS?
Big circuit board, I guess.
Let's see if I have successfully repaired my computer.
Well, I didn't do any radio show announcements, so we're not going to have any questions at all.
We should do one, like, right now.
Yeah. Brax Flail says, so have you played KO Lame yet? Just wondering. I keep forgetting. I keep meaning to download it when I go home. But
I'm back on! Hooray! Sorry, go ahead.
Have either of you guys played KO Lame?
Not at all.
It's some fan game. Like a game where you plug in fans to cool things off.
And then you just run up the electricity bill and you have to go to McDonald's to work more.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, that's it. Let's design a fan game. All right, so you got a dude in a room and there are a certain number of outlets. And, okay, so he can get a certain amount of work done, but it's really hot. So the number of fans that are blowing on him determine how much money he can make
a
day.
And there's some fans that are better than others, but those are the ones that have the huge awkward power bricks that
take up multiple
screw
outlets.
Outlets you can put them in.
Yeah.
Also, they burn you if you touch them, so you have to go to the hospital.
Right.
Or you have to hook all the fans up in the proper sequence, so you've got the fans blowing on the things that burn you before you attempt to plug them in.
Yeah. And if you have a fan blowing into another fan, it boosts the effectiveness of the second fan by
10%. Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works.
No.
Okay. You get, reasonable.
Having two fans blowing on you gives you more energy than goes into it.
And then you take some cocaine, and then...
Right. I do coke so I can work more, so I can buy more outlets, so I can plug in more fans.
So I can do more work. Yeah. Yeah, they're just expanding the circle a little bit.
Yeah.
There's the Skinner box part of it too.
The goal, right. The cocaine. Yeah. The goal is to create a perpetual motion machine, which is just a circle of fans, each pointing into the back of the one in front of it. Yeah. You turn on one of them, and they just all start running, and never stop until the bearing seizes up.
Yeah. Or the sun explodes.
That's true. All right, good game, guys.
Yeah.
I'll get to work on it.
I think one of the scenarios in Soul Raver is going to have to be going back in time to prevent us from making that game.
Yeah. It's the only... We make the game and it becomes so popular that no one else can ever play any other video games, including Soul Raver. So the very existence of the world is threatened by this other game.
Yeah, it breaks the fourth wall, too. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's always good for a laugh.
Sailor Bowser suggests making the spicy pirate a combat adventure in the undisguised obligatory pirate scope. I don't know that people would like that. It would dilute the other pirate encounters. He could drop a lot of spices, I guess, but I don't know how many spices he'd have to have and at what drop rate to make it equivalent as a spice farming area. I mean, that said, you know, when the spices dropped in the nothing but non-combat zone, there was nothing you could do to increase your chances of getting it, so it wouldn't have to be that big.
No.
There was a pirate in there that dropped three spices at 20% or something. But I don't know, are spices that important?
Mm.
Yeah.
What's important is me trying to figure out why the hell the Raffle House keeps wanting to pick the same prize over and over, even though I've got an order by Rand Limit 1 on it.
I mean, it's weird that it could just be an accident.
And it could be just a flaw in the universe. And, you know, I don't really have any control over that yet.
Like, actual randomness is fucked up?
Yeah.
Could be. Simon Jester pointed out at the end of the last show that Edgar Allan Poe is a homosexual.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
So, wait, is there anyone throughout history who hasn't been retroactively labeled a homosexual now?
What, first Edgar Allan Poe, then Dumbledore?
Yeah, he was a person in history, right?
Yeah. I think Gandalf was gay.
When he
wears
all
that
white...
I think he was bi. But
what?
Because, you know, for gray...
Oh, right, right. Like, Saruman was gay. Was there a black wizard...
I don't know. Probably in the similar words, literally in
Slimerian,
Marillion,
Similac, Tamarind.
Yeah,
Tamarind Similac was the.
That was a really bad ice cream flavor.
Yeah. Did you guys ever taste as an adult like baby formula?
No.
It is some sick, sick shit.
Yeah.
And I don't even understand how I
Maybe
lived on
to,
that
like,
as a child.
Did you warm it up?
No.
Maybe it's better warm.
Ugh.
Aren't you supposed to warm up baby
Yeah,
formula?
Then it'll be even more like eating vomit.
You don't vomit into a bottle and feed it to a baby.
Wait, you
Birds
don't?
Do. Except without the bottle.
Everything I know about parenting, I learned from birds. I was vomiting in my kids' mouths and then pushing them off of stuff. Yeah.
Well, no wonder you keep picking up all the bits and pieces of string that I leave laying around.
Yeah. They're brightly colored. I can't help it. Hotstep was telling me that he was watching this documentary about bird's nest soup and how fucking disgusting that is. Because it's soup with an actual bird's nest in it. But this particular bird builds its nest out of its own hardened saliva.
Ah!
Yum!
Yeah.
Instant soup base.
Yeah.
So I'm running this query that supposedly picks the next second prize, and it appears to be picking random numbers. It's just for the last, like, 3 days.
Well, I mean, it was... there was a 1 in 8 chance of it happening this time, right? Which is not...
Well, it picked the same idea, I think. Actually, let me check. Let me double check that. Make sure that was right. Was it 37 or 38 that it picked? I don't remember which one it was yesterday.
Try not to pick any more IDs on your way across the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, hell, I don't know.
How can you tell? It doesn't show on the raffle spindler what the lot number of the...
Oh, the current prize.
The current one.
Yeah,
is.
I should probably fix that.
I don't
Interesting cool. radio!
Yeah. Frank Lint says, what do you think about having a KOL documentary made that goes over the creation, daily life, and some of the key players? I think it already happened. It needs only to be released. He put together a trailer. Derek6711 says, you guys get easily distracted. You don't say.
You must not listen to the radio very much.
I blame lack of sleep. This is particularly bad. I only got, like, 5 hours of sleep the night before last, and then I was like, I'm going to drift off into slumberland at the early hour of 2 a.m., because I got to get up and go meet with the woman at Dave and Buster's, and then just as I'm trying to drift off into slumberland, it's like, Haxor! OMG'd! That could have been a lot worse.
It could have been,
yeah.
Luckily, the person who was doing it wasn't thinking very fast.
Well, they were thinking fast, it's just that I was thinking faster.
It's also good that most of the tools that he could have used to do any real lasting damage are hidden behind the second layer of authentication.
Right, yeah. I mean, he could have done some damage, right? I mean, just with the... He could have sort of arbitrarily created items and distributed them, right? Which is... one assumes that he would have done some damage. You know, there is nothing that conclusively proves that it was malicious, right? Maybe he would have just posted funny system messages or something. But because I bet you'll never guess what the super secret command is to do a system message.
Yeah.
Security through obscurity.
That's the best kind.
It's obfuscastic.
He almost has that.
Obfuscastic? Obfuspastic. I had an obfuspasm. In a chasm.
Mm-hmm.
With some calcium deposits.
Yeah. Let's see how long, much longer rollover took today because of handing out 118 prizes.
Oh yeah, is that some crazy bullshit?
Each first prize took 1 to 2 seconds per person. Each second prize took 5 to 6 seconds per person.
Wow, why is that?
Because the way that the raffle table works is that it puts in a separate row for each ticket that someone buys.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way, choosing the winners is super easy. You just pick one at random, and if that happens, you go and you delete all the rows.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just, you know, the easy.
Why does it take longer to do the second prize?
Because there's so many. Well, you know, I'm not sure.
I mean, there were like 100 of them.
Yeah. I'm not sure why it took more time. That's kind of weird.
Maybe it was because each time it gave away a second prize, it had to spend 5 seconds just doing random sort of like processor entropy to make it so randomness would line up such that it picked the same prize again.
Yeah.
2 days in a row.
Something.
Istanbul says, what the hell happened to the win text against the Sorceress's third form? It's just you win the fight. No anagrams, no nothing. I'm deeply saddened. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there. I made a really simple change to the code that appears to have not worked in the way that I thought it was going to at all. And, yeah, I keep meaning to look at it, but mostly I only think about it during radio shows.
I lost where you were. You were skipping around again.
I'm just moving fast.
Your cat is still alive. I was happy to see that.
Yeah. He's doing all right. Still just lumbering around, being immense.
Yeah. It seems like he's gotten a little smaller.
Has he?
Yeah. Like around his face, especially.
I don't get this. Fred Levi says, you should be able to use 7 effluvious emeralds and 50-plus golden rings to boost all your stats by 100% for as many turns as you have rings. The emeralds would be consumed on the spot, but the rings would only be consumed 1 per adventure. I don't get it, Fred Levi.
Yeah, that's...
Fred Levi says, hey, Jake, you seem like you'd enjoy having a Bluetooth headset and just setting your phone to automatically answer all calls instantly. without even ringing. That'd be kind of funny. Just if I wore a Bluetooth headset all the time and every once in a while I was just on the phone with no warning. My mic cord is tangled up in the wheels of this chair.
That's a really good song.
I know. I spent my entire childhood writing that song.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that...
Sold 3 gold records of that, didn't you? Worth...
No, I sold something. 5 golden rings. I wrote that song, too. Well, I wrote that part of that song. Every time somebody sings the 12 Days of Christmas, I get a nickel. Which I used to buy 5 golden rings that cost 1 cent each.
Dude, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sort of generate your own money.
Yeah.
It would just take a really long time.
Right,
yeah. Everyone in the room.
Yeah, it would. Like, you know, the guy that gets paid 1 cent every time somebody sings 99 bottles of beer on the wall in its entirety.
Wow.
That doesn't happen often.
That's not a very good infinite money bug.
Yeah. Let's see. Biscuit Force says, in the Limerick dungeon, I was bothered by a non-perfect rhyme. While poking around in the dungeon, you encounter a gnome with a truncheon. You could replace the first line, while looking for faces to punch in. Oh, right, because it's truncheon and then luncheon. Dungeon and truncheon are okay.
Dungeon and truncheon?
Yeah.
You
say dungeon.
Dungeon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know there.
What about, munchin?
Munchin?
What about sponging? Spongy.
I got to do that for a while with my parents. Even though I don't really need the money. I just...
Sponging?
Sponging off, you know.
Oh, sponging off your... I thought you meant like giving old people baths in school or something.
No.
Yeah. Even though I don't really need the money, I just like to
tuck
sponge bathe old people. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Slendon says, new food item, spring plus flat dough. Ha ha ha, spring roll. Yeah. Duff Killigan says, why doesn't bat guano drop from a Cheshire bat every now and then? It only shits when it's phased out.
Yeah. And the shit is also phased out? So
yeah.
Yeah.
And then once it's disconnected, it never phases back in.
Yeah.
Somebody in a parallel dimension very close to this one is wondering where all this bat shit keeps coming from. Every once in a while, a badass will materialize, shit, and then vanish.
Maybe they're just shitting, like, all the time, but they're just going to the bat cave to do it. That's that guano junction. That's where all every 2 seconds when they're gone, that's what they're doing is shitting in the guano junction.
I think that was the sequel to Eat, Shoots, and Leaves. Hmm. Materializes, shits, and vanishes.
That sounds funny.
I know, but, you know, sequels
never are.
Mind highs. Spleen Master says, I seem to be unable to access the forums on my Mac. Or am I missing something, or is it designed that way? It's designed that way. We hate people who use Macs.
Hey!
Actually, it's probably because it's on port 8080, and if you're, like, at work, or behind a zealous firewall, it may not allow you to access things that are on port 8080. I know
who can't get works fine
forums.
For me.
I need to talk to Geth and get that. All it needs is a new IP address on that machine, and we own plenty of IP addresses. I don't actually know how many we've got. I think we might have gotten a block of
9,000.
64. Can you have 64 IP addresses?
I don't see why not. You could have all the IP addresses in the world if you had enough money. I'm sure.
I don't know.
It depends on how much big of a block they're willing to let us have, or how much we pay for, or whatever.
I don't remember if we even talked about that. Grethko says, question, what percent Jewish am I? Answer, $100.
Is that like one of the jokes on a Laffy Taffy rapper?
Yeah. Except it's like
racist.
Somewhat racist taffy. The knicker. On your World of Warcraft, have you been playing World of Warcraft at all lately?
Oh, a little bit.
On your server, do people make really funny jokes with links to the item the knicker in chat?
Not really.
Yeah. There's just perpetual hilarity on Dune Mall with these douchebags.
Is that supposed to be like racist or something? I don't get it.
Well, they say, like, the knicker raped all the white women.
Oh.
The knicker ate my snapvine watermelon. The knicker stole my bike. Which, that's kind of funny. Doing that once.
I get it.
That,
okay.
You know,
it's not very clever.
It's not, really. And then there's also the slave driver's cane.
Her
item, so they
I imagine that they combine those for maximum
family
hilarity.
Fun. Yeah. It's the arithmetic of humor,
I suppose. But no, they don't do that. I haven't really played World of Warcraft a lot lately. I started a Blood Elf Rogue because I was bored one day, and I got it to like 50 or something.
How long did it take you to get to 50?
I don't remember. I wasn't really timing it. I can usually go pretty fast, because I'm good at leveling.
And you play on a PvE server.
Yeah, I play on a PvE
server. So you never get ganked. So your leveling doesn't mean anything, man.
Man, yeah. Although I do gank other people if they're flagged. Because I'm a rogue, and rogues are supposed to do that.
Right. Because you always slice and dice.
Yeah.
Earl Lama says, The snifter of thoroughly aged brandy, bottles, boxes, cup of primitive beer, flute of flat champagne, flask of peppermint schnapps, shots, thermos full of knob coffee, all have the drinkware in their name, so the drink command implies that the drinkware is... It is consumed. If that's what you're...
You always break it, and then it's in.
You drink the brandy and then eat the snifter.
The snifter liquefies in your mouth. It's very tasty. You should try it. If you can't liquefy things in your mouth automatically, then just, like, get a plastic bag, put the thing inside it, and hit it with a hammer really hard a couple times.
Right.
And then just swallow whatever's in the bag.
I was reading Riff's cookbook, and it was given some advice on how to cut an onion without crying. And the first piece of advice is to cut it underwater. And the second piece is to put it inside a plastic bag with a knife inside the plastic bag and cut it without cutting the bag. And then the third one is to freeze it into a block of ice and say it, shatter it with a hammer.
I saw that on the table and I read that before I went to get lunch. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. The
I don't think that comic
Deviled
is
Egg, it's an awesome comic.
Yeah, whatever.
The Deviled Egg recipe was pretty good, except for the fact that it had the amount of vinegar you need, like, pentupled. So that they were very runny, very vinegary deviled eggs. But now that I've discovered that flaw, next time they're going to be awesome.
Huh. Are you making plans on making deviled eggs often?
I don't know. But, you know, it'll happen someday.
You can't make deviled eggs that often because you die, and then you have to stop making them.
Yeah.
Deviled eggs.
Plus, it's kind of a pain because you need to buy the eggs, like, 2 weeks in advance so that they're sufficiently old enough to peel well.
Huh.
I've never had a problem peeling a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
It's best, yeah. Hard-boiled eggs pop out of the shells a lot easier if they're, like, 10 days past the expiration date printed on the box.
Really?
Never had a problem
with it. But then don't you die from the poison?
Nah, they're good for, like... The ones I cooked recently were, like, a month out of date.
Maybe it's poison that takes a month to kill you. Extra month.
Maybe.
I mean, that's what those dates mean, right? This is when the poison activates.
Yeah.
They should start doing that. Or what they should do is they should do that in one out of every 1,000 batch of eggs, you know? So that,
to keep us on our toes.
Yeah.
I had a dream like that when I was a little kid. I dreamed that and I was in a grocery store and opened a cereal box and started eating the cereal right out of the box in the grocery store, and then noticed on the front that one out of every 100 flake was deadly poison.
That's weird.
Did you take a 13 nature damage every 3 seconds?
I don't know.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Swan says, Pangram Dungeon, please. Sorry if I already sent that. I played drinking games tonight, and I can't remember. Shit. I don't know what a pangram is.
Yeah, me neither.
I think that there should be effects in the kingdom that take place once every 3 seconds. So that way, the longer you stay in a fight, the worse it does to you.
You think?
I try not to think too much.
That'd be funny. Especially for people on, like, screen readers.
Yeah.
It's a good way to kill the blind.
Yeah.
And, I mean, who doesn't want to kill the blind?
Yeah.
It's like that Aerosmith song. It's the sequel to Eat the Rich. Yep.
I don't know.
Materializes, shits, and vanishes. Quality. Quality show. That's...
I don't know.
That's the watchword tonight. It's quality. Spleenmaster says, how about a chat command that allows you to mute all other channels for a specified period of time? Something like /focus5hardcore to listen only to hardcore for 5 minutes, or mute30games to stop listening to games for 30 minutes. It could use the same timer code as chat bans. What do you think? This could help players focus on specific conversations without having to filter through a constantly scrolling chat pane. I mean, just typing /lgames, waiting 30 minutes, and typing /lgames again.
Yeah.
You know, I have to admit that the... I could see doing the focus command.
If you're like Werebear and we're in a lot of channels.
Yeah, I mean, there are times when I want to shut down... I want to switch to a channel and unlisten every channel except that one. You know? And, seems like the kind of thing that would already exist. NoTech says, you guys have said you wonder why the wontons have never really become popular. It's the cost and rarity of frat brats. They're just not a frat brats. They're not economic to make or buy because of the item. Huh. But, I mean, if you had that item, why wouldn't you do it? And I mean, why isn't the best food in the game the most sought-after food regardless of cost? Right? Yeah. I guess it's only better in terms of stats.
Because some people don't care about that as much.
Yeah. Chunky Boo, who is a relative of Chunky Feces, I think. The Great Plague needs to make a comeback. None of the new players and some older ones were never inoculated, and the Wormwood references about an inoculated carrier passing it on.
Eh.
Oh, weird. Fred Levi says, you know what's awesome? Star Tropics is on Virtual Console, and it has a virtual version of the letter you need to dip in water.
Oh. When I was, like, 6 years old, and I played that game, I thought that was the coolest thing in the entire world, that the booklet came with the little feely pack type letter that you had to actually dip in water to reveal the code. I thought that was the coolest thing ever in a video game.
Huh. So it's got a letter, and then you click this.
You know how that worked in the print version, right? Or the original version, right?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, there was a point in the game where you had to enter in a code to progress, and in order to get the code, you had to take the letter out of the box that the game came in and dip it in water, and then it would show a secret message. Which would have been extremely irritating if, you know, you lost the letter or you threw it away. But I found mine, and I dipped it in water, and it was really cool.
Seems like it'd be sort of prohibitive. You couldn't loan the game to anybody.
I mean, just tell them the code.
Yeah. What if you didn't know it?
And then you were fucked. Then you had to go on the internet. We didn't have the internet.
Yeah, there wasn't any internet then, man.
I could still remember the code even now, so. 747. Haha, spoiler.
I just watched a YouTube video that revealed the code. I knew. It's not as much of a puzzle, though, in that one. You look at the letter, and then...
Well, there was no... I mean, how else were they supposed to, you know, do that?
Well, I mean, does the Wii not have a water sensor in the controller?
the controller in water.
Yeah.
the game detects the massive surge.
What if you dipped it in surge? Yeah. Would it detect a massive water?
Would it detect your water breaking?
What if was there a watermark in the paper?
I don't know.
Jay Vaughn says the reason RuneQuest is so popular is because 10-year-olds are morons who like the 3D chattiness of it, not the goodness of the game. They like shit.
Yeah.
They should move to that other dimension.
Yeah. My little brother likes RuneQuest a lot.
RuneScape.
RuneScape.
Right. What does he do in it?
I don't know.
How do you play? I mean,
I'm not really sure how it works.
You mine for fish, and then...
Yeah, he kind of chopped at a monster, and he didn't kill the sheep, which made me sad. I'm not sure if he could kill the sheep or not, but they were sheep, and he didn't kill them, which made me sad.
Is a sheep or not somebody like an astronaut, except who travels through sheep?
I think so.
Gleeb says, I got bored in class, so I started thinking about high-level turtles to implement. Here's what I thought of. A leather backpack, a Tortunkhamun in the Ancient Pyramid, and Turtle Lieutenant Rutt in the Palindrome. Turtle Lieutenant Rutt could be a combat familiar that acted like a volleyball if you were a turtle tamer, if that kind of thing is possible. It would be possible, but I don't know. Turtle Lieutenant Rutt. The Rum says, Jake, the song you were thinking about on the January 3rd show was Life's Been Good by Joe Walsh, if you're curious. Joe Walsh is awesome. His first band, The James Gang, wrote some of my favorite songs. Snuffstell420 says, any reason why the Copper Haypenny charm has four R's instead of three? They learned an extra R in pirate school when they were making those.
They used the Haypenny to buy an extra R.
They used the other half of the penny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or it's a typo. Karen says, as somebody with a consumption record, curious to know which player has eaten the most of something and what is booze, too. Also, which food and booze are the most consumed overall? Well, I mean, if you want to know who consumes the most of something, just wait for it to come up as a weird leaderboard. Discworldian says, I just read The Tenth Victim by Robert Sheckley. Let me give you one sentence out of the blurb. When Carolyn Meredith notches up her ninth kill with her metal-plated firing brassiere. Please, can we have metal-plated firing brassieres? According to this blurb, it will make sure that every corner may hold the possibility of sudden death.
Every corner of what? A brassiere?
How many corners does a brassiere have?
I'm not sure. Depends if it's like one of those pointy ones. And then maybe it has one.
Well, would there be two?
Two. Okay. Only one cup is pointy. Okay.
One of those pointy ones, but for breast cancer survivors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Would
so I heard this horrible story. I don't even understand how this is possible, but the story was, this was about somebody that she was related to, and she would not just lie or spread disinformation or urban legends. It was about a woman who got breast implants, and there was apparently, there's like, when you get breast implants, you have to spend a couple of weeks with your tits wrapped up, like strapped to you so that they heal properly and are shaped right when you let them loose. But that process can also damage the nipples if it's messed up. So what they did was they removed her nipples, went in through her belly button, grafted the nipples onto the outside of her stomach. Underneath her skin, but on the outside of her stomach, where they were apparently able to get enough blood to stay alive, wrapped her up for a couple of weeks, then went back in through her belly button, fished her nipples off of her stomach, and reattached them.
That's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard.
Like, it's not the most fucked up thing I've ever heard, but it is pretty silly.
But it's like science. I mean, the thing about it, it's not like that it's gross. It's just like science fiction. Like,
yeah. What the fuck?
Like, we're going to grow you a new set of eyes in your asshole. and then
they're not going to look very good. But.
I'm not going to see very good either. That'd be weird if modern science could make you grow eyes in your asshole. Because
sure
you'd always know ahead of time when you were going to have to poop. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to have to poop in a few minutes.
Here it comes!
Oh, God, I can see the head.
So you're seeing it crowning. I love the word crowning.
You could tell when you're prairie dogging it or something.
Monster says, do you realize that the accordion thief's legs don't match up with his upper body? That's okay. Also, do you have any plans to improve the menagerie?
How so?
Well, I don't know. I would not mind improving the menagerie because it's overlooked. Huh. Southwest says, since there's a veritable shitstorm on the wiki about it, can you please definitively tell us whether or not fitting together item images is part of the plinth mystery? No. I'm not telling you nothing. Matt G987 says, would you change the name of the can of Divine Silly String to Divine Can of Silly String for ease of locating it in the item drop-down in combat? All the others begin with Divine. Yeah. That's probably a good idea. I'm going to do it now, and then everybody's going to freak out, man.
Whoosh.
Ah!
Did you do it?
No. I just freaked out a little bit. In such a way that I felt the need to shout, whoosh.
Can of div. Divine.
Oh, maybe once I finish all these other projects, I can put in that cool combat interface that I was talking about that one day.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting. How well does a keyboard trapping work?
It works okay.
Do you have to have that? Does that frame have to have the focus though? Is the problem? Because I think
sure.
It would. Because you're also typing in chat.
I could just have it hook at the top, and in every other frame. So that way, well, no, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, because if you wanted to type a one into chat.
Yeah, I'll have to try it out. I'm not sure exactly how it works.
I think I need to update the mall table, or there's going to be a weird disparity with the silly string thing. I also really wish that I didn't have to do this every time we change an item.
Maybe I should make the item spindler do it.
Well, the problem is that it can't... It has to dist the...
Oh, right.
Item name include out. The item spindler does everything except make stuff searchable in the mall properly.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Natural selection says, fuck the naysayers. Is that anything like NWH says, fuck the security guards? The bookshelf is an awesome mechanic. It's good to see you implement a mechanic you've been discussing for a while. Also, I would highly enjoy a dough sphincter slash pastry butthole slash pie hole in my campsite. They could get food like the evil arches.
Dough sphincter? I vote for that one.
Yeah.
The last song you played before you came back from the music break on the January 7th show doesn't seem like strip club music at all. It seems more like running slowly while a giant monster is chasing you or something. I don't know what song that was. Istanbul says, I believe that each player should receive a banana from all the downtimings and the hackings and the oh, you know, Camille. What?
You know, flavin' lady.
In all seriousness, you need to teach Coco who's boss chick, and for God's sake, move out of the Congo. I know it's never been an issue before, but, well, weird. I know it's never been an issue before, but there have never been this many prizes before in the raffle house. Is it possible to win multiple items from the raffle on one day? It is not.
No. You can't win multiple prize lots from a single raffle, because whenever you win once, it kills all your teammates.
Stabs them through their little raffle ticket hearts.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gooweffle says, I've enjoyed the new Librem a lot, but I have a couple of questions. One, in Afterlife Owls, it still tells me that I have Summon Candy Hearts as a hardcore permanent skill. Seems inconsistent with the bookshelf mechanic. Yeah, I just forgot about that. And two, if the Divine Cracker is supposed to be like those we have in the UK, why doesn't it give me useless paper hat and joke slash trivia fact on a slip of paper? Hack could just be zero power and break immediately in combat a la the antique helmet. The little trivia thing would be funny.
You can just pick a message from the defective skull.
Or it could give you a joke from the Daffy Taffy.
Or a fortune cookie fortune.
Yeah.
Or we could write a whole set of...
But only the numbers would be there, but they would be completely wrong, and we wouldn't tell anyone. Oh, shit.
Terrible says, I love the new raffle stuff. Please don't discontinue Grimacite completely, but mixing it up makes it so much more interesting and fun. Plus, I have a chance to win. Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to sink 100 times as much meat over the next month than we did in the previous month.
Yeah.
Because
I forgot to look and see what the final number was yet, or our last rollover.
Yeah, I know it. I'll tell you once we're off the air.
Sure.
It's secret.
Was it as much as the day before?
No, it was not.
I imagine it'll ramp up a little once things start to get more ramped up.
Yep. I wonder if the Pressy is more valuable in the mall than the Viva La Mask.
It's hard to say. Oh, yeah. Should I make that such that it picks a first prize randomly instead of doing
it? No. It's doing them in basically reverse order.
Yeah. Okay. And that. I didn't specifically code it that way, but it just ended up that way.
Now the V for Viva La Mask is almost twice as much as the Crimbo Pressing in the mall. Maybe a lot of people just shot their wads the first day. It could have been also that people were very excited about Petrified Time.
That could. I think, yeah.
Oh. And not Petrified Noodles. I'm like, Petrified Time is only 900 meat. Or 200 meat in the mall. Yeah. Yeah, the V for Viva La Mask is worth more than the Petrified Time. That's a little surprising, actually.
Well, it's probably because the Petrified Time was made into weapons and stuff, and so people who, you know, they're not like, well, no, that doesn't make any sense. Never mind.
Time swords are about the same price. All the equipment seems to be about the same price. Smoking Tongue says, any chance the outfits drop down could sort custom outfits alphabetically?
I suppose. Well.
Foggy says, hey, just a reminder, Halloween in-game is Sunday, and there are at least 3 new outfits to create candy for. Yeah, Xenofo made it today such that we can, or I don't know if you finished it.
I did. It's,
you did?
It's finished and working and pushed.
Awesome. Yeah, changed the way. So now we have our little outfit spindler, which is also just so fucking nice compared to the way that outfits used to work. When we create an outfit, we are forced to create some candy for it.
We don't have
not
to
really
right away.
Forced to, but it's right there.
I set up the clown outfit with that earlier.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you use an existing candy?
Yeah. It's not actually candy, but
not an existing item.
Yeah.
I see. Is it, a Mr. Accessory?
Yes. No, it's Mr. Exploiter that you can auto-sell.
Oh, yeah. Neat. Neat.
Talisman of Bayo.
That'd be funny, actually. Blick says, Jick, right there with you on the soundless phones. Now they just need to go back to making them without cameras in them. Yeah, no kidding.
Fuck cameras and phones. I bought a new phone recently. It was the least the lowest tech phone that I could find.
But it still has a camera?
No, it didn't have a camera. I found one without a camera.
Found one without a camera.
I got an iPhone over the holidays. I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
The friend I had that has an iPhone was kind of disappointed with the tech, with like the AT&T service.
Really?
Yeah.
There, it's apparently AT&T only before. A 5-year contract between the two of them.
Ah.
When that's up, I think it'll be open to any carrier.
Well,
unless they renew it, I guess.
I don't have a problem with AT&T. I used to use them, and I switched to another provider, but not for any good reason, just the only phone company that I ever left in disgust and refused to ever go back to is Quest. Fred Levi says, what do you think of Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart resuming their shows despite the lack of writers? I mean,
good idea.
Yeah, I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they are personally on the side of the writers. You know, I was reading the Wikipedia article about the writer's strike the other day, and it's speculated that they threatened to fire all their staff if the network's threatened to fire the rest of the staff if they didn't start doing the show again.
Yeah.
It must be weird. Like, the whole staff just kind of got a vacation. And I wonder if you got paid. I wonder if they had to pay them
for
that time. If they couldn't work because somebody else was striking, it seems like.
You know. Maybe they had to come in and just, I don't know, sweep the floor or whatever.
GigaShadow555 says, Darth Vader and Yoda in Soul Calibur 4? Dun dun dun!
Yeah, I saw the graphics for that. They look pretty good. I mean, it's really friggin' weird to see Yoda or Darth Vader fighting one of the regular Soul Calibur characters, but the fact that you can use Soul Calibur's engine to fight Darth Vader against Yoda is pretty cool.
I can see a mild amount of entertainment value from that.
I wonder what kind of tricks Darth Vader has.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad you can't do the Obi-Wan move where you just disappear and the game ends.
You just let the other guy hit you.
Yeah.
And then you become more powerful than
he can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Which, that didn't happen, by the way.
You come back and giving advice to other characters that you play.
Now I can talk to people. No way could you imagine me doing that before. What? Oh. Dr. Kier says, Jick, in the chat pane, the font makes yarn, as in fluffy string, and yam, orange potato, look identical. Thus, you must make a yarn yam item. I do not know why. I yarn what I yarn.
And that's all that you yarn.
I am what I yarn. There's a single pixel in between it and the font that I'm reading this in. Gleeb says, Dear Chicken Company, what are your favorite fonts? Mine is Trebuchet MS.
I like Georgia, because it's got those numbers that are like a couple of them are lower on the line than others.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
Baskerville is a nice one.
I don't know. I like Arial. Watts Apple Person says, on an earlier show, a lot earlier, you folks mentioned that each adventure takes roughly 4 hours. So why would it take 4 hours to stab a tiny plastic sword through an olive? Well, it's a very... The pit is really hard.
You've got, like, this olive on this little table, and you're getting a really long, like, run-up.
So you have to run for 4 hours to build up enough momentum.
I'm sure everyone on the radio appreciated it.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Danny Boy says, "Wow, I remember Dungeon Hack. Did you play as Ms. Shallow Taint?"
What the fuck? All right, I made that change to the inventory. I also added those option group things to separate normal outfits and custom outfits that I know that everyone loves.
Yeah. Wait, those option group things?
Yeah.
Can you still type the first? You can.
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check.
There is a way of doing that that breaks the forward searching in Firefox, and a way of doing it that doesn't.
I just did it, and it appears to work.
Okay. And Naked Jew says, "Hey, just got back from the recent movie version of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and I highly recommend it. Good gore, good acting, good everything. Even the musical numbers are badass."
Musical numbers, though. I mean, yeah. It just looks so cornball.
Yeah, I heard, I listened to a review of it on NPR, and the few times it was like, check out how good Johnny Depp is at singing, and then they'd play a clip of fucking Johnny Depp singing some bullshit, and I'm like, I just no longer want to see the movie now that I know that it's a musical. Glebe says, "Is hack-scent the word of the night? You've said it more times in the first 3 minutes than I've heard before in my entire life." I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, accent. I don't remember you saying that even once.
Hassent? Hascant? Hashant? Hascent? Pantsless asks if the cursed zombie pirate costume or the Roy Orbison disguise will have anything for trick or treat, and yes, they will! It'd be funny if the cursed pirate outfit's trick or treat item was additional pieces of the outfit. You know, you just get another bandana. Ha ha. I wish these had been easier to get before.
And since they're cursed, you can never get rid of them.
Yeah. And Naked Jew says, "Did you name all the other fish electricity?" Ha ha. Yeah, the Dolly Parton. Now, that was prior to my decision to name every fish in the world electricity. I had this plan for a while to buy 2 fish bowls and put 2 fish in them, and when people asked why I kept my fish in separate bowls, I would say that one of them was named bleach and the other was named ammonia, and I wasn't supposed to put them in the same container.
Huh.
Yeah. And Naked Jew also says, "Xenophobe was lucky that the cop who pulled him over didn't notice that he put a fake name over the part that says Greta." Companion Cube says, "For a good Invader Zim reference, you should add a ham demon. It'll drop ham flags and pictures of giant evil weenie stand." I tried doing a giant evil weenie stand after I did a handstand the other day, and it hurt my giant evil weenie. Pasta La Vista Baby says, "The bookshelf opens up new campsite space. Can we have a garbage compactor to throw unwanted items into to get awesome cube/building blocks of various powers?" Huh. No. Captain Kirk says, "Is the Revenge of the Crimbo Miracle Moon..." What? Oh. "All these hacks showing up at the same time. Hopefully, Jick, if problems come in threes, you are done fixing hacks for a while." Probably. And Naked Jew says, "When you said until the Bering Sea's up, my first thought was, what the hell does the Bering Sea have to do with anything? Well, you get ice out of the Bering Sea to cool off the bearings so that they don't overheat and seize up." Glebe says, "If you fail to beat the fan quest on Soul Raver, your screen should immediately turn into the fan game." That's pretty funny. Tiny Plastic Crodox says, "Given infinite funding and an infinite development cycle, think Duke Nukem Forever, what kind of game would you make? Would you do something perception-smashing like Portal?"
I don't know.
You know, I don't know that Portal was... Portal was a very good game, but I don't...
It wasn't, like, a terrific, totally awesome game.
Yeah, I don't think it was as important.
Changes the way you think about things.
Yeah, like, I don't think it was as important.
I love Portal, but just, it wasn't that good.
You know,
but, I don't know, I don't think any of us are really that clever to make a perception-smashing game.
We should do a really elaborate and interesting version of that cursor times 10 idea.
I didn't really understand how to play that.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
I clicked buttons and then I did something and then I died somehow for a reason that I didn't understand.
You ran out of time. It's like Gauntlet.
I see.
But then when you're playing...
Does the cursor need food badly?
Yeah. When you're playing the second cursor, the first cursor is also running through the game exactly the way that you ran it the first time. So it's using your previous lives to build on the following lives.
I see.
So, yeah. Simeon says, spice is indeed important. I've heard that he who controls them controls the universe.
That's true.
Did you make a little dog out of that?
I think I accidentally kind of did.
What?
Riff made a little cardboard dog.
It was already sort of a little cardboard dog. I just kind of noticed.
What is that the box from?
My GPS.
Uh-huh. I thought it looked familiar.
Yeah. I got a new GPS for Christmas.
Oh, did you?
And, yeah. And then I pasted the little mount to my windshield, and then when I was driving down I-40, a big rock flew out of a truck and hit my windshield and cracked it.
Really? That sucks.
Yeah. So I had to get a new windshield and a new GPS mount. But I have zero deductible glass, so it's okay.
Wait, you had to get a new GPS mount?
Well, I got a new GPS, and I had to paste it to the window.
Oh, it was, like, glued. Okay, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So, no.
How'd you get a new mount for the GPS?
With the mount that came with the GPS.
Oh.
The old one had a different kind of mount.
I see.
That didn't work anymore because it was all, like... Grodulated.
You could have hired a Mountie to just hold the GPS in place.
I don't think it would have fit very well on my dashboard.
Could have been
I kind of want to put the GPS... There's like this flat spot underneath my speedometer that I can put the mount on, and I could totally just put it in front of the speedometer and use the GPS as my speedometer, but I'm pretty sure that there's a law against that or something.
Huh. What you should do is you should just get, instead of a GPS, you should just get a tiny little Elvis who knows where everything is. And
supposedly I can get Mr. T to be the voice of my GPS, but I can't figure out where to download it.
Really?
Yeah, I think they may have just said that and then not done it.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
What kind of GPS did you get?
I got a TomTom, a company that, like, along with LG that I didn't know existed until, like, about a week ago.
You didn't know that LG existed until a week ago?
No.
Huh. I'd had an LG phone for a long time.
Yeah, my phone is an LG phone.
I see.
I'm assuming there's some sort of consumer electronics.
Yeah, they also make refrigerators. I wonder if they make fans.
You should ask them.
I wonder what happens if you put a fan inside a refrigerator.
I mean, there is
a fan inside a refrigerator.
Then having the cord run out the outside would probably make it leak.
What if you plugged it in inside the refrigerator?
I want to get one of those refrigerators that has outlets inside of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been wanting one of those.
You can run your crock pot inside of the refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, no, because, I mean, you don't want it to get too hot. This seems like that would be, like, a garden for bacteria to grow in, because it's, like, just perpetually
degrees.
Room temperature. I'm going to play some music and take a little break. Yeah, this is that problem I have where I never know what music to play. Simon and Garfunkel, he said, as he tried to drag some shit around.
Really old player has come out of the woodwork suddenly. Fuxor, remember? 16,000 and change.
I was a guy that I worked with at Pro Response.
Really?
He doesn't like anything. All he likes is his dolls. He had his entire cubicle filled with these like 12-inch plastic Marvel superheroes figures. and he would get so pissed off when we would mess with them. But if you don't want people messing with your dolls,
yeah,
don't have 100 dolls in your cubicle, which is just surrounded by, like, guys in their 20s, you know?
There's been a ton of old players coming back.
Yeah.
I saw Quirrell in there just a minute ago, and Shield is back, and
Care Bear Barbell.
Yeah. Betrayer was in Clan Chat.
No, I haven't seen Betrayer in a long time.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
It means the end times are coming.
Maybe we got some press. Maybe everybody's coming back for the 5th anniversary, which is at some point this week or something.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, it's, 5 years in, at some point in January is when it launched.
Huh.
Maybe we should do a 5-year anniversary extravaganza.
Yeah, maybe we should do something.
An extravaganza.
Yeah. I'm not
extravaganza
sure what an extravaganza entails, but I'm sure that it's monumental.
Remember the Tony Danza extravaganza?
No.
That was the second clan that was ever created. It was the Cool Guy Crew and then the Tony Danza extravaganza were the first two clans.
That's
clan. All right, here we go with the Simon and Garfunkels.
Come here for, boy, you better get your bags and leave. you're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into poor everything old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Bye.
Now with less pee.
And more Diet Coke.
Which will eventually cause more pee, so the whole thing has just been futile.
Yeah.
Futile?
Futile.
Like your Earl determines how much Diet Coke you get for working his land. A naked Jew says, Jick, have you wandered into any plate glass lately, Mr. Bird? Jick and Go, please don't make... Jick and Go. Please don't make the hand turkey outline day a Saturday. I beg you. I don't know if there's currently any way for me to change that. I mean, there is, but I don't know that there's any way for me to predict it, because I'm not just going to sit there and count days. And he says, was yesterday still only the third time KOL has been hacked? Yeah, yesterday was the third genuine hack. And then he says, and what exactly was the hack, and how did it make the deletings and dupes happen even with familiars, or was that something else? Yeah, that was something else. That was unrelated. That was me running a query that took too long and deadlocked the inventory table, so anything that interacted with the inventory for a little while was queries failed. So, do you think it would be insecure for me to describe the exploit in detail? I don't really think it matters.
What, the one that happened to
the hack? Just the.
I don't think so.
As long as you don't say who that guy was.
Yeah. Okay, so basically,
Scully basically said what it was in that forum thread. So.
Yeah, but so the way that it worked, right? There was code on the dev server that lets us check out the devsters, and what that code does is you say, I want to check out devster number 30. And it checks your credentials to see if you're allowed to check out devster number 30. And then it runs a query that says, update the player table, set password equal to your password, where player ID equals 30. So it's taking player ID number 30, which is a devster, and setting its password equal to your password, and that's how the devster checkout process works.
Yeah.
So basically, somebody, and this is the part that we don't know how it worked yet, but somebody got credentials to access a devster, or to run that code. And so, they ran that code, and they said, I want devster number 30, or 1 equals 1. And we weren't forcing that input to be an integer. And so what that did was, it said, update player, set password equals your password, where player ID equals 30 or 1 equals 1. So that set every single person in the player table. It kicked them off, because one thing that it does when you check out a devster is it knocks the devster offline. It invalidates their session. And set everyone's password to the password of the account that ran the exploit. We saw it happen. I was able to log on because I can change my password in the database. I can log on without that, too. So that's just how awesome I am. And the guy tried to log on as me, or he did successfully log on as me from the same IP address that the initial exploit had come from, but I caught it and kicked him off before he was able to do anything, and then took the game down, figured out what had happened, and fixed it. So that's how an SQL injection works, kids. You take some data that you type that gets put into a query and executed without us having remembered to cast it to a specific type or remove quotes or whatever. And then you can just kind of randomly run some SQL. That was also the way the meat hack worked. It was an SQL injection exploit. It's basically forcing some bogus data onto the... It was using the autocell script, and it was forcing some bogus data onto the end of the list of stuff that you were submitting to be auto-sold.
And generated a bunch of really annoying log entries.
Yeah, too. It did. It was, everybody was managing to sell some of my stuff. Was basically how that worked, by adding stuff to the end of this list. And so, yeah, I had millions of rows of auto-selling stuff in my log.
That didn't really mean anything useful.
Yep, did not do anything. We would have, if we had seen them, we would have just been, what the fuck?
Yeah, we wouldn't have known where it came from.
Yep. So that was... But yeah, that is the third time in history that the game has actually been hacked. That is the third time in history that someone was able to acquire an account without guessing the password. And again, every time that happens, they go after me or Scully or, in the past, Boozer Bear. Like I always say, Hacks Rose, they come after the big targets.
Not you.
Mini Size Me says, what's with the disturbing fanfics use message? What is the disturbing fanfics use message?
Is it this item is not implemented?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Because that item is not implemented yet. That's
weren't we going to make that the Sleaze Fix spellbook?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never did that because there isn't one in the game for Stench. We were going to do that one for Sleaze and the Poetry Journal for Spooky.
But the Necrotelecomicon was funnier for Spooky.
Well, we were going to do two tiers of them, and the Necrotelecomicon was going to be the second tier Spooky one. We haven't done any other.
No, that's a lower. The library is a lower level than the Awful Poetry Journal was going to be the Spooky one.
It's
like a level 11.
Still though, we need to come up with a stink book.
Yep.
Maybe like a...
We were going to do the organic cookbook from the...
Right.
The hippie camp.
We could do also a Scratch and Sniff sticker album.
No. Yep. That all the pages have been torn out except the page with turds on it.
Yeah. And rope.
Rope.
Yeah, I had a Scratch and Sniff sticker of rope.
Did it smell like rope?
And, I guess.
Did it smell like ropes of... extruded turd.
Wait, turds don't normally come out like that?
Called braided.
Yeah.
Some Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Do you remember that thing? It was a product that you could supposedly buy that you slid it into your asshole and it would cause your shit to come out in different shapes.
Whoa, serious?
Yeah.
Anal Play-Doh Fun Factory?
Yeah, but it was a web... It was a website.
I wonder if it was real or a gag.
Yep, Fuxor says, I remember when something awful first caught Drift of KOL. That's when the player population went through the roof. That is true. Yeah. That is what skyrocketed our signups.
To there to unforeseen limits.
Yep. That, like, when Something Awful posted it, the new accounts per day went up tenfold and have yet to go back down.
Wow.
It's got that internet critical mass now, man. But Suri says, hey, rulers, any news when our nemeses are going to show up? Any news on when our nemeses are going to show up? We were talking about it today.
I've started kind of working on it again, coming up with some ideas and plans. I mean, I don't know how much time I'm going to get to work on it because we're going to be working on that other thing while we're in Boston. But
we can work on all kinds of stuff while we're in Boston.
Yeah.
We're going to be working like nuts, man. Working like gangbusters.
That's right.
We're going to be busting so many gangs.
So many Boston gangs?
Yeah. Yeah, like the effete intellectual queers and the
yacht owners and
the terrible driver gangs. They're all over the place.
The Summers and
I have never been more stressed out than when I have tried to drive in Boston.
I have never been to Boston in a car.
Don't. It's
yeah.
I don't
no, I'm not going to. I'm not ever gonna. Never gonna do it. Never gonna do it. Did you see how it was time for a breakdown? Just then.
Oh, hey.
That's another reason I don't want to drive, is because I'm afraid it would be time for a breakdown. Yeah. Naked Jew says, if the hacker left a note reading IRT Hacksrow, then I think it was Pie Monkey. Is he sorry? Yeah, I hope so. It makes me miss Pie Monkey. Because, you know, he used to do shit like this and then, you know, immediately tell us how it worked so we didn't have to rely on all of our logging and constant vigilance.
Vigilance sucks.
So do vigilantes. Except Batman. He's a cool vigilante.
Yeah. And Rorschach.
Batman's a cool vigilante unless you own a warehouse with a skylight, yeah. Which case you probably don't like him very much.
Then damn it, stop doing that.
Istanbul says, I think Fred Levi was making a Sonic the Hedgehog joke, 7 emeralds, 50 rings. Don't quote me on that, though. Whoever knows how the fragmented mind of that gibbering madman operates. He got all H.P. Lovecraft for a second. Fragmented mind of a gibbering madman. Yeah. The squamous.
Yes, squamous.
What does cyclopean mean?
I think it's like giant.
Possessed of only one eye.
There was another word that he used that meant it was like an archaic term just for old.
Archaic?
I know squamous is like scaly.
Yeah. And gibbous is like a frog.
Yeah.
Instead of being 3/4 of the way full.
Yeah, like a frog.
Yeah. Because they're always 3/4. Yeah, I don't know that gibbous is like a frog. Squamous. I thought there was another word that was always on those lists of, like, words H.P. Lovecraft used a lot that just meant old.
Let's try.
I almost think it might be cyclopean. Like,
maybe I'm wrong.
Cyclopean masonry is a type of stonework found in Mycenaean architecture. The term comes from the classical Greeks' belief that only Cyclops had the strength to move the enormous boulders that made up the walls.
Let's see here.
My wife is the only one who recognized the En Vogue song. Yeah. Simeon also points out rings and emeralds would be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
That's a word I'd use, though.
Eldritch.
Yeah. Not often, but I'd use it.
Zooch says, Crisis! Animaniacs Volume 4 delayed permanently. I like the idea of Animaniacs, but I just never really liked any of the individual skits or characters.
Yeah, that was weird. I remember us having that conversation where it was like, yeah, I loved Animaniacs. And then you said, like, okay, you liked Mindy? And I was like, well, no. You liked the hippopotamuses? Okay, no. You just, like, named,
you like the squirrel and
yeah,
her grandmother?
Yeah, Slappy the squirrel? Okay, no. I liked Animaniacs, but apparently I didn't like any of the sketches.
Yeah, which is weird. I also think I liked Animaniacs, but I can't remember anything. The Warners were annoying to me. You know, they were supposed to be annoying, but they, you know. They were supposed to be annoying to their foils in the show.
Right.
I feel like I would have appreciated the Animaniacs more if I had known more about, like, Hollywood culture. It seemed like a lot of their gags were based upon, like...
A lot of, like, industry in-jokes.
Yeah.
The fact that it took place on a studio lot.
Yeah.
Every time I think about Warner Brothers, I think about... There is a picture of a guy wearing a T-shirt... It's on the wall at Chiba Hut, where it's all just the, like, weird, you know, like, drug, like, things clipped out of High Times and stuff.
Yeah.
Is a photograph of this black guy wearing a T-shirt that's got the WB logo on it, but around the outside of it reads, "If you see the cops, warn a brother." That's kind of funny, you know. It sticks with you. It's memorable. Enter the Wumpa says, while looking for carpet to munch in, you encounter a gnome with a truncheon. But munchin and truncheon don't rhyme either.
Yeah, munchin and truncheon. It's a lot better than dungeon and truncheon.
Whatever, dude.
Totally.
Dungeon. It could just be the dungeon. Or he could hit you with a truncheon, and that's just a word that's a weapon that we made up. That's what we do. We make up weapons.
Hit them with a bludgeon.
Bludgeon, yeah. Yeah. You know, in the dungeon, you encounter a misspelled bludgeon. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now you need a third one.
Lungin, L-U-N-G-I-N apostrophe.
There you go.
But then people might think it was lungin. So we would have to defer that it wasn't, like, black lunging. Doppelheaven says, would you ever consider bringing sober pills back now that their potential for abuse can effectively be nullified? I don't know that their potential for abuse can really be nullified.
You make them untradeable and acquirable maybe, like, once for ascension, maybe? But
even then, that would be a huge, huge day count boon to ascensions. Like, make them acquirable once. Could, like,
it would definitely give you, like, it would definitely take, like, at least a day off every run, maybe two or more.
We were talking about reintroducing, as a very rare item, a minus one drunkenness.
Like a mojo filter?
Yeah, like a mojo filter for drunkenness. But the mojo filter is not particularly rare, and that was kind of because spleen is not particularly valuable, right? So yeah, something that you can only use once a day.
It's an ultra rare.
An ultra rare, like, consumable ultra rare that only uses that. I don't know. I mean, I feel like with not even like cursed pirate rarity, like something where somebody who was accustomed to spending some money on an ascension run could get one if he wanted it, you know, and without having to spend millions and millions of meat on it.
Like maybe a semi-rare or something?
It would need to be a little rarer than a semi-rare is the thing, you know, so it, like...
Maybe we should implement, like, traveling monsters that, like, wander from zone to zone.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you find... You kill it, and then it moves to a different zone. And then it gets stuck between where zones that no one adventures in.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was supposed to be funny at the end.
The Limerick Dungeon and the Limerick Dungeon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think that would really bother people if we put in some encounter that you could get no matter where you were. Like, you screwed up the encounter rates on this. So no, Doppelheaven, I don't think that we'll ever bring sober pills back in their existing form. You know, maybe if it was incredibly rare, untradeable, and took 15 spleen and 15 fullness, it wouldn't work at all. Taronsuke says, hey guys, new to the radio show, sort of. I was wondering about Soul Raver. I've heard it mentioned here and there and wondered, is this just a concept for a game or a work in progress? And if the latter, when might it launch? No, it's sort of a joke in progress. It's about a game it's a game based on a typo of Soul Reaver. And it's a game about time travel between the 70s and the 90s. Simeon says, whatever happened with having the Blackbird keep the same name every ascension? The trick that I thought I was going to be able to do for that is not actually going to work. So, what would you think about the idea of a new flags table that could store string data?
I'll see, why not.
I wonder if that would be useful in any real...
I don't know. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm sure...
I mean, I feel like there's probably a lot of stuff in existing tables that we could replace with such a table. That is creepy as shit, Rick.
Oh!
What are those things?
They're Kinder Egg capsules.
Oh.
He put them over his eyes.
Yeah, Riff
just
has...
It's also weird to see Riff without his glasses on.
Yeah, it is. It makes me think that you're asleep. Because the only time I ever see you with your glasses off is when you're asleep.
Wait a minute, you've been coming in my room and looking?
Only on Tuesdays.
Istanbul says, I want Materializes, Shits, and Vanishes to be my Indian name. Done.
Smoke a peace pipe.
I see. And then Butsuri says, a pangram is like, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, or jackdaws love my big sphinx of quartz.
The quick brown dog jumps over, the fox jumps over the lazy dog was the only pangram I ever knew.
Yeah. I've seen that.
I knew another really good one that I liked, but I have, of course, forgotten it.
I think my favorite one is, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z is my favorite alphabet. Or, I guess just that phrase, in quotes, rules. It's probably one of the shorter, rules and rocks the same. same link. Istanbul says, also, please upload this show after it finishes so I can listen to it once I get to work. Okay, I'll try. Danny Boy says, the wontons aren't popular with the speedsters because that means you're spending 5 pulls on a day's food instead of 3 for chow / high main. Ah, okay, so the fullness is increased.
What about pickles?
I don't think people have been eating pickles for a long time.
Yeah.
Regular food has gotten better.
Well, no, according to the wiki, pickles are slightly better than high mains.
Maybe it's because you have to pull something else. Mm-hmm. Is there fullness for?
Maybe.
MP122984 says, will pasta mancers ever be able to heal other players the way other classes can buff other players? Healing other players...
Yeah, we don't really have a healer class.
Yeah, and we don't... I mean, a single-player game doesn't really need a healer class, you know?
Yeah. It's also kind of tricky to heal other people because the way HP works. It's like in a fight, it's got that weird kind of caching.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand how it works very well.
Well, it's because I didn't want... Multiple things in the fight script can affect your HP, and I didn't want it to have to hit the database over and over and over again, you know? So there is a single variable that stores your hit points, and then your hit points get updated at the end of the end of the execution. It might not need to be like that anymore. You know, it's so much cheaper to hit the player table now than it used to be.
Yeah. Well, if it's already there, might as well just keep it that way.
Yeah. I mean... Also, the sort of the reporting of being healed in combat would be weird, right?
Yeah.
Wait, you know, it might be worth sitting around and talking about ways to deal with multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
At some point. You know, I don't think that it's ever going to make sense to have, like, you know, you and somebody else fighting against a monster in any real-time kind of way, you know? But I think that we could come up with some tricks. I think we have just kind of randomly bullshitting about stuff, come up with a few tricks for people working together on stuff. But Grimdale says, regarding weird medical stuff, and then links that article about using mice to grow human ear replacements.
I read somewhere today that there's roughly 250 mice to a gallon.
Huh. Useful information in case I wanted to measure mice.
Exactly.
End of the Wumpa says, did you see Ron Gilbert's new game announcement? Diablo plus Monkey Island equals goddamned awesome. Yeah, I don't really know. I saw his announcement because I have his blog on my Google page. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to get excited about a game announcement because, you know, God knows when it's coming out. And I don't know. He started working on this game 4 years ago. So, yeah. I don't know how to, oh wait, there's a link.
Are you talking, is this the Deathspank game?
Yeah. Coming soon.
That's a great name.
I don't agree.
I was lying.
Oh, you don't actually like that?
Right. Orphans of Justice is a good subtitle.
Yeah.
But
very ineffectual justice purveyors. Orphans aren't good at anything.
Have you played that Orphan Feast game on Adult Swim?
No.
Mm-mm.
All the games on Adult Swim are like, they have really good production value, but they're not particularly fun.
Is that the one where that's got the you have to try to kill yourself in 5 minutes game?
Yeah.
I played that for once, and I couldn't kill myself in 5 minutes, so I never played it again.
Oh. See, I played it. It took me 3 times to manage to kill myself, and after that, I was pretty much done exploring it. I feel like there could have been a lot more going on with that, too. Simeon says, any reason female characters don't have an avatar with the Roy Orbison disguise? I probably just forgot to draw a female version of Roy Orbison.
or you just copy the image.
What?
Yeah.
Copy it and put a bow on the head.
or a ponytail.
Give him tits.
There you go.
Be the only female avatar in the entire game with boobs.
Well,
I could just show him. I could just show him being a bad driver.
Or just getting all emotional.
Just kidding.
Little shit.
Girls. Yeah. Crying because it's cold. Again, just kidding. Girls. They're talking about how 250 mice seems big for a gallon. And Gleeb says he didn't say they were live mice. 250 pureed mice to a gallon. Also, Enter the Wump says, Yoda and Darth Vader will not be able to fight each other because each is exclusive to a
that's
system.
Dumb.
Oh, screw you, then.
I'm not going to buy it, then.
That's what they always do with their. That's what they always do with Soul Calibur games, though, is that every system that it's released on has
well,
a
okay,
character,
yeah,
so
but I mean, the previous one, you who would give a crap about not being able to play Link against Necrid or whatever the guy's name was, but not being able to play Yoda against Darth, that blows.
Yeah, that's completely...
Who's the third? Or are they, is it only for the 360 and PS3?
I imagine it's
yeah, I don't know.
Because you couldn't... Is Soul Calibur that big of a... I don't think of it as being that big of a resource user. Why couldn't you put it out on the Wii?
Because they couldn't be arsed to figure out a way to make it something that you could point at.
Yeah. I wonder to what extent... we got to check in. I wonder to what extent we've got to check in from a dead heart, and it is to 100% of an extent. Punicron says, I've recently been watching the old Batman animated series where the Riddler is a game designer gone bad. My first thought was that Riff would be an awesome Riddler. He could totally take over Gotham while Batman was collecting the 100 clues he needed to solve a puzzle. Sure. But anyway, if you were supervillains, what would your gimmick be?
Probably the Riddler thing.
Who's purple and...
Yeah, what's black. Green and purple and commits lots of crime? Whose superpower is wasting your time?
Let's see. If I were a supervillain, well, what would I do? I'd be a supervillain that... Well, no. I'd be a supervillain who was just perpetually indecisive about being a supervillain.
Right. You can never forget you'd start working on some supervillainous project and then kind of get interested in the next project and start doing that.
And then I'd play some World of Warcraft for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'd be the drunk. Where I'm a supervillain who's just, like, drunk and starts bar fights and, you know, gets arrested for driving drunk. Gets arrested for playing poker drunk.
Gets arrested for jumping over skateboard ramps when he was drunk.
Yeah, gets arrested for drinking while drunk.
I'm glad it's not a crime.
Drinking under the influence.
Yeah.
Gleeb says, maybe I'm going deaf in my old age. It sounded like a buzzword based off of hack and accent. Like a kind of hack that only changes how the game looks. Pantsless says, I like the mechanic for the duct tape and cling film outfits. How about another outfit of the same type where the component piece only drops once per ascension? Ooh, that would be brutal.
Isn't the
well, it depends on how many pieces you
already
need.
Like that?
Yeah.
Well.
But it's not like the parts of it. It's not like it requires like 40.
You get one item. You get one wearable piece of equipment per ascension.
I was pretty pleased with coming up with the Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
Avatar for that. That's,
yeah.
I couldn't figure out what to do with it. Pantsless says that you could use one of those light bulb adapters that would allow you to plug appliances in inside your fridge.
Woo!
I thought of that, but the light turns off when you close the fridge, so...
Oh, yeah, that...
You could break that little stick off.
Or you like, just, like, duct tape it. Well, I guess you can't duct tape because it operates whenever the switch is down.
Yeah, so you'd have to break the switch off or remove the switch.
Is that how they make Kobe beef so good? By letting the cows watch lots of TV?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's proven that meat that watches TV is more tender, right? I still like the idea of the crock pot running inside your refrigerator. Space heater. Just two appliances enter. One appliance leaves. Because eventually one of them would stop.
So that Stephen Wright joke about running a humidifier and a dehumidifier in the same room.
Minty Giant says, was the hacking perpetrated by the Albanian mafia again?
Probably.
We should go to war with Albania.
The Romanian mafia.
And have Willie Nelson write us a song about it. And have everybody throw their shoes here and stuff.
Honestly, who throws a shoe?
Oh. Blah, 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 blah. iTax says, can you make the Nemesis quest go away from the quest log? It's probably the most common question asked by random newish people in chat right now. And the Wumpus says that it's a PS3 and 360 only. Have you guys ever met a fireman that wasn't an asshole?
Never met a fireman.
Yeah, I don't think I ever met a fireman.
Porcupine Spotter says, so Jick would be Lobo? I don't know what that means. Is that a drunk?
Yeah,
supervillain?
Yeah, he drank a lot. That wasn't his power or anything. He was a Wolverine parody. To start with, anyway.
Hey, was he drunk?
I guess. We're out of questions.
I know. Luckily, we're almost out of time.
That's good.
I also don't like it when games are announced with no indication whatsoever of when they're coming out. Like, and saying coming soonish.
Coming real soon now.
Yeah.
Episode. I'm excited about the idea of an episodic Diablo game, though, you know?
Yeah.
I really, I feel like...
Will it have episodes and then spin-off games that are from the point of view of another character?
That'd be cool. That'd be cool if you started the spin-off game
where you could be Deckard Cain
as you'd feed it a save file from your original playthrough, and then the save file would keep track of all the shit that you did, so you were
like
just
Castle of the Winds
running around. I never played Castle of the Winds.
Castle of the Winds.
You're running around cleaning
it's
up.
It's a roguelike. It's the first roguelike I ever played.
Right.
It's kind of a tile-based game, and it's kind of fun.
But does it? Do you play at the same time as your previous incarnations?
No, it doesn't work. I thought you were talking about something different. No, whenever there's a sequel, and you can run through the first game, and if you beat it, you can load your save file.
Oh, right, like sequel. Import your character. Yeah, that was a thing that used to happen that they don't do much anymore.
Yeah,
I gotta imagine it's really hard to design a game that plays well as a level 1 character or as a level max character from the previous game.
Yeah.
We were talking, Hot Stuff and I were talking about Heroes Quest for a little while. And how
that board game?
No. Well, Quest for Glory. They had to change it to Quest for Glory because of exactly that confusion. But it was Heroes Quest when I bought it. But yeah. It had that. No, but I'm talking about, you know, like, yeah, like, you start Diablo 2, the Cain version, and feed it one of your previous characters that's played, and it records everything. So, the first, like, 4 hours of the game is you just sitting in a cage until somebody comes and lets you out. Right? So that's fun, you know, because it could have, like, a little mini game where you learn how to identify items. Right, you know, by just like, you know, like you're playing in your memory
and practicing your almost sounds like Sean Connery voice.
Yeah. And if you don't sound enough like Sean Connery, by the time you get rescued, you die and have to start over because the hero's like, you're not Cain. Wait, what was his name?
I think it was.
You said it a minute ago. Is it Deckard Cain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Deckard Cain. The Deckard Cain game would just be standing in town and yelling at everyone who goes by, stay a while.
Stay a while and listen. You play that game where you're Navi from the Ocarina of Time.
Hey!
Every A button would be hey, and the button would be listen. It would be like DDR. You could shoot them in combos. And then you figure out which one annoys the person the most.
Damn.
Or you could play Maniac Mansion from the perspective of the microwave. You'd score 1 point for eating a hamster.
Moth says, you have quite a treasure there in that Herodric cube. Why is that so funny?
Yeah. Fuxor says, replace firemen with policemen. I have met... I mean, my dad was a policeman, and he wasn't an asshole.
The policeman that pulled me over when I came back wasn't an asshole.
Yeah. The guy that... The people that I've gotten tickets from lately were not assholes. You know...
I'm kind of glad that I didn't get a ticket, because I don't want my insurance to go up from, like, $470 every 6 months.
Huh.
That's kind of nice, I thought.
You could also start driving a bicycle instead of a car. That makes your insurance cheaper.
Yeah.
I wonder if this game is going to be any good, this Death's Bank game. I wonder if the Penny Arcade game is ever going to come out.
I don't know.
And it's hard for me to believe that they would allow... It's hard for me to believe that they would set up a situation where they did not have editorial control. Like, they did not have the final say on whether it's released or not.
I think they do.
There's no way that they're going to release something that is not good. So maybe it's taking a while
It'll
to make it good.
It'll probably suck. Okay, well, again, I don't really think that much of the Penny Arcade guys.
I mean... They like video games, and they think about video games, you know, and they can tell when video games are bad, I think.
They are saying 2008 is all it says on the Wikipedia page.
Hothead Games' website is broken in some really terrible ways. I like the fact that the name of the game is On the Rainslick Precipice of Darkness.
Yeah.
You know, that's just... And it seems kind of steampunky.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be very steampunky, Lovecrafty. That'll be pretty cool. And it's like every platform, too. Well, not every platform. Windows, OS X,
every
Linux,
platform.
360. But...
The game will be released in episodic format, I see. Every few months... God, I don't get why... That's a fucking problem. The only episodic gaming that has ever actually been episodic in any meaningful way, something that comes out every 6 months is not episodic, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking Half-Life 2, something that comes out every year and a half is sure as shit not episodic. That's just a bunch of short games and their sequels.
Yeah.
But, like, the Telltale people, the Sam and Max games have come out faster than I could play them.
Yep.
You know, I've made it through three.
They don't.
Of them.
They only, from what I've been reading, they don't even have like a, like it's not a storyline that goes from one episode to the next one, is it?
There are nods to things that happened prior. Mm-hmm. Like if something gets torn up, like there's a woman who keeps changing jobs every episode, and all of her stuff gets, the signs get crossed out and stuff. I'm going to see one more time if there's any new questions. Sitting Alice says, Duke Nukem Forever is going to rock. Trust me.
The trailer they finally posted looked kind of dumb.
Did it?
Yeah.
Invariel says, so, played Contra 4 yet? Yeah, a little bit.
I played it for about 12 seconds, which is how long it took me to die 12 times.
I played through it with Aaron, and with his help and his knowledge of the game, I managed to actually beat it and unlock the challenge mode, which is just so fucking difficult. I've beaten 6 or 7 of the challenges, and there's like, play this game that is already incredibly hard with additional restrictions placed on you. Try this with twice as many enemies and no gun!
Like, oh. What, do you just glom on the enemies to kill them? What do you have to do to kill them if you don't have a gun?
You have to avoid them in a lot of the challenges. It's just like get through this level without getting hit.
No.
I mean, you can't shoot anything. Xmudex says, so when are you going to uncrapify the Pirate's Cove?
Never!
And then he says, replace firemen and policemen with 9/11, and then it's funny. Have you ever met a 9/11 who wasn't an asshole?
What?
You're right, Smoot.
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Wow. Spygel, I'm sorry. He says, hi guys, this is my first time listening and I'm pretty entertained. Thanks for a great show. Just wondering, have any of you ever played Munchkin? Your talk of traveling monsters reminded me of part of the game.
Yeah.
I've played a couple of games of Munchkin.
Yeah.
Who were we playing Munchkin with when we were playing there on the bar? And we kept... Yeah, were you there? Was it...
Yeah, I was here.
The three of us and Hot Stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
And we kept not getting the rules right and having to start over because we were like, this game sucks and is impossible and doesn't make any sense. And then, like, Hot Stuff would read another paragraph of the rules for some reason. Oh, wait, we were supposed...
That would have made this game a lot easier.
We didn't know that you were initially supposed to start with any cards or something, so it was like... Yeah. I feel like it's a game with fairly limited... potential. I'd rather play it than the Order of the Stick game.
Yeah, the Order of the Stick game.
No, God, that was so bad.
Wrong.
You know what's funny? They have another game announced. There is a sequel to that game announced. The playtime for the first one is listed on BoardGameGeek as 180 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The playtime on the next one is labeled 240 minutes.
Sweet!
So,
they had to have added mechanics.
What the fuck? Like we played for like 8 hours and didn't finish the game. That first game, and that's supposed to be 180 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, so, it didn't help that I was being completely uncooperative.
Well,
of course, that's part of the game.
Yeah, it is part of the game. It just wouldn't have made that much of a difference. Like, it's,
I was Belcar, though, so that kind of, I had to be in character.
I mean, and like, your character power was geared to playing the way you were playing.
Yeah.
So.
I also ended up dead last, which was kind of funny.
I'm going to get off the radio.
Okay.
Blah, blah, right.
First was funniest.
All right. Going to leave you in the more than capable hands of a dead heart, and we will see you
some point.
Scully and I will be on the radio on Monday. Riff and I are going to be en route to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge for the Thursday.
When do you guys head out?
So next Thursday, like a week from today.
Alright.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, I should have picked a song to go out on. Damn it. Alright, good night, everyone. Music only in my ears.
the field.